Chapter 7. All have ability. I did not believe this once. I thought there were but a few who had real ability and that the rest of us belonged to the mob. I venture to say that it will be almost impossible to pick out a single person in any large establishment who does not have the ability along some line that could make him outstanding if it were developed. I am dictating this little article for the ambitious man or woman, not for the man who is too lazy to develop what is in him, but for the man who is unsatisfied with anything but the best. As I study men and women, I am convinced of this. There are very few who have developed to the limit the possibilities within them. There is no overdevelopment. Many people are in the wrong place in life. They have no gift for the thing they are trying to do. They are doing it simply to get by. There is room and a salary waiting for the man who has ability and is willing to put hard work into it. Choose your work rather than have the work in which you have no interest thrust upon you. Find out what you can do, what you like best to do. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your handicaps are. They have never made a handicap that could hold any man down who had in him the yeast to rise. Most of the people who are at the bottom because they will stay there. That is where they belong. It is a hard thing to say, but it is true. I am now what I will to be through all these years. The first thing to do is to find out what you want. Set your eyes on the goal, then fight for it. There must be an objective. When you find that objective, set your compass and sail for that star.